Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Now, today my guest is Jan Sandhaus-Hurst, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment and just let you know how much I appreciate all of you spending time out of your busy day here with us on the show. I want to give a special shout out to my listeners in Ireland. I am so honored that I get to share great guests with you each and every week on the show. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered space, and you want to make a difference in the world. You feel like you're here to serve. And perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us here at the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. And I always want to let you know that I do have a freebie or an offer or some news to share with you on the show page. So be sure to check out those links. I'm going to be beginning my next class for Expand Your Reach with Podcasting very soon. And I've got some really awesome bonuses if people are interested in that. So anyway, those links are going to be on the show page for you. And I'd always love to know what you think about the show. I'd love to know if there's certain things you'd love me to talk about or to find a guest to talk about. So feel free to connect with me at my website, which is BonnieGressel.com. You can reach me there, or you can find me on Facebook at Coach Bonnie Gressel. And also the Facebook group, which is an open group now, for the whole Entrepreneur Mastery. I share all kinds of things every day, and I encourage you to share things as well. Let us know what you're up to, what you're struggling with, all of those sorts of things. That group is really there for all of you. So allow me to introduce our guest for today.
Jan Sandhaus-Hurst is a marketing authority, international trainer, speaker and author, as well as internationally recognized expert in international business strategies and best practices. She shows business owners, service professionals, entrepreneurs, and experts how to use her signature marketing formulas to attract more clients, generate profitable leads, and boost their authority through leadership, leverage, and collaboration. She earned her leadership stripes as president of numerous nonprofit and business groups, and was the chair of an organization of leaders appointed by the U.S. Secretary of Commerce. She is also the president of JSH Group, Inc., and also the founder of AuthorityMarketingMastery.com. She teaches easy formulas for creating magnetic marketing results and killer authority positioning. Jan has taught hundreds of individuals and businesses with her creative strategies, systems, and solutions, and they pay off. Her training will make you money for the rest of your life. How about that? Said and done. Welcome, Jan. I am so excited to have you here to share your insights and your wisdom with us. Oh, it's going to be a great episode today.
Bonnie, thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your Mindset Mastery, the Key to True Financial Freedom Telesummit.
Oh, thank you. I truly believe that. I don't know about you, but I truly believe that it all has to begin with the whole mindset piece.
It really does, and today I'm going to be sharing my heart formula to beat your fears, attack your anxiety, and break through to financial freedom. And I actually have a worksheet for the audience if they're near a computer. It's at authoritymarketingmastery.com/heart.
Awesome. Yeah, so if you're near a computer, you can just go to that website or that URL and follow along with the worksheet. You know, Jan, I obviously tell a little bit about people when I read their bio, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share a little bit with all of us about your journey and how you have found mindset to be so important and to really help you to become the person you are today and the success that you enjoy today?
Well, Bonnie, mindset is everything. I firmly believe that. And, you know, I would have a question for our participants today, and that is financial freedom eluding you because of fear? You know, Zig Ziglar famously said, fear has two meanings, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. And, you know, honestly, I have done both. I have found myself in a position where just seemed to be natural to forget everything and run. And I've also stepped up to the challenge to face everything and rise. And so I have experienced both sides and have had challenges just like people on the call today. Clearly, running away from challenges won't get you to financial freedom. And, you know, I'd like to remind people that a rising tide lifts all boats. So mindset is absolutely key to being part of the rising tide that will lift your boat as well as the boats of those that you're trying to help.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's that quote, and I apologize for not even knowing whose quote it is, Catherine somebody. Anyway, it's feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's something that we can use throughout our lives, because fear is huge. Can we talk about that a little bit and how, you know, maybe either your experience with that or, you know, if there was some challenge that maybe you had early on in your business or maybe how you help your clients? Because I think fear is such a huge part of mindset, and it comes in many different – it has many different faces, doesn't it?
Well,
procrastination, perfectionism, whatever.
I am so glad that you brought up the quote, feel the fear and do it anyway, because I have adopted that over the last few years and forced myself into situations where I had to overcome the fear that I had. And let me share something that actually is not from the business world, but has really affected my business attitude and business approach to business. And that is, I have a fear of heights. And so I began forcing myself to do things that put me in a situation where I had to deal with my fear of heights. And I began going up in buildings that were scary to me. I went up in I was in Malaysia teaching, and I went up in a tower that had been built by people who I thought maybe weren't quite as skilled as people in the U.S. And I've done other things like that, outside elevators and things that really forced me to challenge that fear. And the benefit for me in my business life is that it reminds me that fear often isn't real. Fear is perception. You know, there's the other saying, fear is false evidence appearing real. And sometimes fear is very real. You know, you get that shot of adrenaline and you know, if you're facing a bear, that's real fear. But so many times fear is just in our minds. And I have to remind myself in business, you know, that a lot of my fear is just my perception of things not being in my control, really. And so I've worked on that, and it really has made a difference in my success and how I've been able to move forward with my business.
Yeah, and, you know, being able to, you know, to just be aware that, you know, this is my perception. Is it real? Is it real? I mean, who is it real to? I mean, what is really real sometimes? You know, that's the whole piece. And I think it begins with that awareness piece. And I think that's what you started with in terms of, all right, I'm aware that I've got, in this example, you know, a fear of heights. And so I'm going to challenge myself because I know that that's one of the fears. And has that helped? I mean, are you better now with heights?
Yes, I still challenge myself. But you know, the more you do, the more you face the fear, the less fearful it becomes. Unless, of course, it's the bear that's threatening to eat you in the woods. You know, that's always real fear. But for most of my business experience, the fear that I have, it often is just a perception. And the more I'm forced to face it, the smaller the issue becomes, the smaller the fear becomes. And so I found that the best way to really overcome the fear is to face it and to force myself to face it over and over and over until it begins to really diminish and become really not even a part of the background of my business life.
Mm. So tell us a little bit more about your heart formula that you mentioned earlier.
Thank you so much. HEART is an acronym where each letter represents an idea. So let's see what it represents. And H stands for help others. What I call give to get, which is giving first to get more. And so I suggest that people practice asking, what can I do to help you? And here's a secret tip that I use, Bonnie. If you must ask for something first, before you've had a chance to give to someone, I frame it as a favor. And then if I'm asked to return the favor, I make sure I give twice as much value as I receive. Mm. And I found that when you ask someone to do something as a favor, he or she is more likely to say yes. So helping others and giving to get, give first, is my idea of helping others. And then we have the E. Engage with others and encourage them and be consistent. Schedule it and show up when you engage with others. For example, if you have a newsletter, publish on a schedule. Show up so people can rely on you. And another form of the E is to give exorbitant value. Don't be stingy. Be willing to give a great deal of value to those around you. And then we have A, adopt an attitude of abundance. You know, scarcity is a form of fear, and it's easy to overcome with an attitude of abundance. Now, Bonnie, I'll bet that some people on this call are thinking, how can I have an attitude of abundance if I'm not yet wealthy or financially free? But abundance doesn't have to be about money. It might be an abundance of friends or an abundance of family or an abundance of knowledge. So I encourage people to focus on being thankful for the abundance you already have in your life. You know, I spent years working in international business, and so I've had an opportunity to really interact with situations and with people who have far less than even people in our country who struggle. And yet so many of them are able to focus on the abundance that they have. What we would consider meager abundance, they consider to be a great deal of abundance. And it's just a matter of perception. Again, going back to how do you frame it in your mind? So when you're thinking about what you have, look for the abundance, not for the scarcity. Because the scarcity really does act to hold you back rather than promote your mindset of financial freedom. So we've talked about H, helping others, E, engage with others, encourage others, and also give exorbitant value, and A, adopt an attitude of abundance. So let's talk about R. R stands for reach out. Be a connector of people, of ideas, of resources. Just practice what I say, practice your ABCs. Always be connecting. Whether you connect people that you know with other people that you know, whether you see an idea and you realize that connecting an idea from one source and an idea from another really creates a great synergy or a greater idea. You know, as a result, if you're connecting, you're going to expand and strengthen your networks, and people will want to do business with you if they see you as a connector. And that truly leads to greater financial freedom when you become a strong connector. The more that people do business with you, obviously, the easier it will be for you to find financial freedom. And then the T in heart stands for toot others. And toot, of course, is another acronym, T-O-O-T. But it's very true. First of all, talk to others positively. Build them up. Help others see themselves in the best possible way. Think about how you feel when others tell you you are great, and then pass that on to others. And the first O is offer tributes and testimonials. Promote others vigorously when they deserve it. Now, if they don't deserve it, don't falsely promote people that don't deserve it. But when it's warranted, offer tributes and testimonials. Be generous with them. And talk about people positively. So you're talking to people positively, and you're talking about people positively. And the second O is to over-deliver. Surprise others with your generosity. Don't be afraid to share some of your best ideas. You know, you don't have to share all of it. Of course, you need to be able to eat, so you can't give away all your best ideas. But don't be afraid to share some of it. You want people to experience the value that you have to give. And so over-deliver and surprise others with your generosity. And the last T is teach. Teach so others can advance. Share your genius with others. Give people a reason to want to pay you. I normally charge for what I'm giving away today for free, but I don't charge a lot for it. It's a mini course. But I want people to be able to get benefit from me, even if they can't afford my more expensive trainings. And I encourage others to do the same, because remember, you want to help people rise with you. And the more you give, the more that will come back to you. So, Bonnie, that's the heart formula in a nutshell. And it really is about creating the whole attitude of giving, of being greater than the surroundings around you, especially if you're feeling trapped or really wondering, how can I get to financial freedom? Well, it's shifting that mindset to be more positive, to be more giving, to really, in some ways, being counterintuitive, because you think, well, the more I give away, the less that means is there for me. So that seems to negatively impact my financial freedom. But the truth is, it's really just the opposite. If all you do is focus on your own situation, and your own situation is not what you want it to be, and you're focusing on that negative spiral, as that negativity continues to increase in your mind, it's hard for you to break through to financial freedom.
Yeah. Oh, I so agree with all the things that you have in your heart formula. And, you know, I see this happening in my life. In fact, I just had somebody connect with me today because they said, you're the kind of person I want to be connecting with, because I've, you know, been out and about. Now, that doesn't mean that you necessarily need to go to, like, every, you know, B&I group or networking group or whatever, but be out there. And what I find, Jan, and the people that I work with, and tell me what you think, is that sometimes people have, you know, they play it small. They have a hard time coming into their power and being big, you know. And big doesn't mean, like, you need to have all the attention. Big is just stepping into your power, who you really are, your authentic self, and being available for people.
Bonnie, that is so true. And if you're not willing to take the risk of stepping into your power, then how will anyone ever even know you're there? So you really do have to be willing to step forward and take the chance that not everything's going to go exactly as you want it to. You just have to be able to react. And Zig Ziglar has another saying, and I think it's, let failure be your teacher, not your undertaker. So,
I like that.
You really have to learn from your experiences. Now, I will admit that a number of years ago, I had a major setback, and it almost became my undertaker. And it took me a lot longer than I thought to come back from it, but I was able to come back from it. And that's the important thing. You just keep moving forward. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's small steps, and sometimes it's bigger leaps. But you just have to keep moving forward, even if you feel like you're just shuffling at a snail's pace as you move forward. Just keep moving forward. And I'm a person who, as I've tried to build my business online, I've had all of the technology issues that someone who's not necessarily a technology-based person would have. And sometimes you think, oh, I'll never get past this. And yet that's not the answer. The answer is you can't let these small things stop you from really getting to a larger place in your life. So I totally agree. Step forward and live your power.
Yeah. You know, the only people who fail, and I think the word fail or failure has a bad connotation, because I think it's important that we all fail. That's how we learn. But the only people who really don't succeed in their business are people who quit.
That's exactly true.
You know, when you think about it, if you just keep going one step at a time, life is a big experiment. If something doesn't work, you try something else. You know, then you will succeed.
Absolutely. You just have to keep moving forward a little bit every single day. And it adds up over time. It adds up. My mother is currently having to undergo some rehab after a fall. And, you know, it's the little steps every single day. Suddenly you realize, look at all of the ways that you've improved that seem, you know, you don't see because you're in the midst of it on a small scale. But when you stand and look back at where you start, you'd just be amazed at how far you've come. And I think, you know, I would encourage people in the audience today to really look back at where you started, no matter where you are, look at how much you've accomplished, because I think we diminish that too easily. We're too easy to say, you know, day to day, let the hassles get you down and not really celebrate the win. And it's very important to celebrate occasionally. And I do that by looking back, and I'm not a big person who journals or things like that. But I do write notes on my calendars, and so I go back, and I'm still a paper person. I still love paper. And so I'll go back and look at the notes, and it's just amazing to me how far I've come.
Yeah. It takes a lot of little baby steps to get to the big one.
It does. Well, and, you know, none of us have ever done anything without falling down. You know, you didn't learn to walk without falling. You probably didn't get on a bike and not fall off at some point. You know, maybe you were lucky not to get your tricycle to roll over, but I think, you know, I did. And so just about everything we do, you're going to take steps back. And you can see that as education, you can see that as failure. And the only time I was ever really stopped in my life, I saw it as failure and not as an opportunity to learn.
Mm. Now, you talked a little bit ago about challenge that you had, you know, in the beginning of your business or many years ago. How did you keep that from happening again? I mean, do you have any golden nuggets of what you learned from that so that you didn't repeat that?
You know, I think like most people, my life has been a bit of a roller coaster. So I want to talk about not just one event, but kind of the whole thing. You know, if you think about the roller coaster, if you've ever been, especially on a big roller coaster, you know, you climb up to some very high peaks and then you rush forward. And so sometimes business is like that. You know, you're climbing and you're climbing and you're climbing and you're climbing and you never think you're going to get to the top. And if you're on the roller coaster, you know, you can hear the clicks as you're chugging up the steep incline. And then all of a sudden you whoosh forward. And that is really, I think, what people have to remember is you have to look for the whoosh. And maybe you're not going to go to that high peak. It's going to be a series, you know, you go through a lot of series of smaller ups and downs. And that really is, I think, what most people experience. You know, you have these smaller ups and downs. But when you get to one of those big peaks, you almost want to fall back. You almost want to stay there. And you just have to remember, you're on the roller coaster. The roller coaster is not going to stop. If the roller coaster stops on the steep incline, you have big problems, my friend. So you want the roller coaster to keep going forward, even though it's slow, even though it seems like, you know, you're never going to get to the whoosh. You want that adrenaline rush that when you get to the top and you start down, you know, you may want to close your eyes. But even in your business, you will get to a point where you begin to move forward. And so, you know, I think what I would share with people is don't let fear and don't let discouragement take over and keep you from achieving that whoosh when you get past the thing. And you know, it won't always be smooth sailing. You know, sometimes your whoosh will be a small success, and sometimes it will be a very large success. You just have to keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward.
Oh, I love that analogy, the roller coaster, and that's a wonderful golden nugget to leave with people, because I think everybody needs to hear that. I need to hear that from time to time, because you're right. It's sometimes you're like, you can almost hear those clicks, like you're on the roller coaster and you just aren't to the top yet, but it will come as long as you keep going.
Yeah, the real fear for me is that roller coaster will stop and I'll be hanging there on the edge of the
highest point, right?
And you know, if you stop, and really, if you think about it, if you're at a critical point and you're letting yourself be stopped, you're kind of at that point where you're hanging on, and if you don't keep moving forward, if you don't keep trying to deal with it, then you're just there hanging on, and then you might as well be the cat. You know, we've all seen the cat poster with the cat hanging on. In midair, you're kind of like, yeah. you don't want to be stuck there. You want to be, you know, if you have to fall back, then fall back. I'd rather have the roller coaster fall back. Now, I don't want it to tip over and fall back. So, you know, just try to keep moving forward. If you have to step back a little bit, step back. And here's another thing that I would say to people, because I used to do this. I have not always been good about reaching out. And remember, the R in heart is reach out to others. Well, there's another part to reach out, and that is reach out and ask others to help you when you get stuck. And I think that we, you know, I used to think I had to have all the answers. And particularly in the economy that we've had that's, you know, hasn't been what people expected, and people are afraid they're going to lose their jobs, and so if I have to ask others for help, what does that say about me? Well, you know what? Everybody has strong points and weak points, and you can't be good at everything. And if you try to be good at everything, you'll be mediocre at everything, because you just can't be good, really good at everything. So figure out what you're going to be good at, and then ask others to help you do what you're not good at doing. And I used to be one of those people who thought I had to know it all. I was very fearful. Again, it's a fear of showing people that I had what I perceived as weaknesses. And it wasn't that they're weaknesses. It's just that I wasn't as good at them as other people. And so you just have to really get to a point where you're comfortable with who you are and be comfortable with asking for help when you need it. Because if you ask for help, that moves you forward faster than trying to do it all yourself. Believe me, I know. I'm a great learner. I taught. I actually taught at the College of Business at the University of Colorado for 15 years, and I really thought I had to know it all, and so I was reluctant to ask people. So I'm a learner. I would try to figure out everything for myself. And I found in tech, that's not what you want to do. You know, it takes you so much. Like, I waste so much time trying to figure things out. Now, when I figure them out, I feel really good. But that should not be part of my business life. That should be the fun things that I do on the side. If I want to make learning about technology one of my hobbies, that's great. But I should not be letting it stop me in my business. So it was a great learning curve for me to get to the point where I could really ask people to help. And I have to say to the audience, you know, not everybody you ask is going to give you the results that you expect to get. Some people do good work, and some people do mediocre work. And so, you know, just don't don't get to the point where you throw up your hands and say, I might as well do it myself when other people disappoint you, because then you're right back where you started. And the more time that you spend trying to learn things that are not really your genius, the more that you're depriving other people of your genius. And really, you're hurting your own financial freedom train, as I call it. You know, you slow the train down. You're not spending your time doing what will get you to financial freedom the fastest.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. So many good insights, and thank you so much for sharing your expertise with all of us today. Now, I know that you have a very wonderful and very generous gift. Would you like to let us all know a little bit more about what that is?
Sure. Bonnie, it's a 4-part mini course where I share how to cash in with newsletters, and it builds on what I've shared today. So, as I said, I normally charge for this, but today I want to share it with the audience for free. And so jump on this while you can. And it really is a simple, easy course. I call it a mini course. I'm not going to ask you to, you know, to spend hours studying or learning. It's just to help you see what the possibility might be with a newsletter. And it shows you how that might play a role in your financial freedom. And it's available at authoritymarketingmastery.com/freedom. Again, that's authoritymarketingmastery.com/freedom.
Oh, thank you so much for that generous gift. And I will put the link to that right below this interview so that anybody who is listening to this on your computer or whatever, you can just click on it and boom, you should be there like magic. So thank you so much. I want to thank you so much today, Jan, for taking time out of your busy day. It sounds like you're a really busy person, and so I so appreciate your time and your generosity in sharing all of your wisdom and insights with all of us so that other people can experience that breakthrough in their business as well. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm happy to do it. And I have one little takeaway that I'd like to leave with people.
Sure, sure.
It's hard for fear to hold you back while you are adopting a heart mindset. So let your heart beat stronger and toot more often.
No, I love that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jan.
Bonnie, thank you. And thank you to everyone who's been here today.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.